This is On the Porch, RVA, where every episode features observers discussing life. We agree and we disagree. So we invite you to take part as we discuss current events and no telling what else. Whether the conversation is bad drivers, politics, or even earthworms, everyone has an opinion and is welcome to express it. Life is an adventure to be shared and celebrated here on the porch.
Hello, I'm Tracy, and my guest for this episode is John Latay, owner-operator of the AMCO in Midlothian.
You're gonna need that.
Okay, thank you.
I would like to introduce you to my friend John Latay, and Johnny has agreed to endure some questions, and I think that there's a possibility that it may be an interesting conversation. I would like for you to introduce yourself a little bit. I can say that having known Johnny a little while, he is a dad, he is a small business owner, he knows a little bit about cars, and he knows a little bit about RVA. You've lived in this area most of your life, right?
Most of it, yeah.
Yeah. So what would you like to add to that description?
Well, I like the dad part. That's a later in life endeavor that is ending up being something I'm super happy about and excited still, and it's the best part of me.
Well, I can second that, because he was really quick to show me this watch that his son Anthony gave him, made out of wood.
It's a wood watch.
That's pretty. Yeah, it's pretty.
What do you think?
Proud of it. He's proud, Dad.
I am proud of it. I am. Yeah.
Are you proud of your small business also?
Yes. Yes, I am. You know, we're plugging along.
It's another kind of baby.
Oh, it is. It is. It's a exactly. It's like another family member you have to attend to. Mm-hmm. But, again, it's joyful at times.
At times.
At times.
At times.
Yeah.
I want to ask a few questions having to do with your small business, having to do with the challenges of being a small business owner. And I can tell you, it's an AMCO, so he's dealing with cars, car parts, parts availability, supply chain. I'm going to have a couple of questions about that. But let me get through our usual questions.
Okay.
These are my basic, my default questions, always my starting point. So, what book do you wish you could read again for the first time, not including scriptures or Orwell's Animal Farm?
Okay. Well, I don't do a lot of reading, but there is one that I did read all the way through, The Outsiders.
The Outsiders?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
I'll have to find that.
So I have to say that was my favorite book.
Okay.
But that would be fun to read again.
Okay. And my next question is, what was your darkest day? And I'm not looking for all of the nitty-gritty details, but how you were impacted and how you came out of it, what you did, or what helped you come back, bounce back from that darkest day.
Wow. Darkest day. There's a lot of those. I'll just pick... One that meant something to me was when my son and I were separated for a while, when we had a separation, and that was tough. That was a tough one.
I bet.
Yeah. But with some help from friends, you know, I got through it and that. So I would say friends and faith and doing what you have to do.
The one foot in front of the other thing?
Yeah, yeah. Something like that. Something like that. Combo. Yeah.
So what motivates you to do what you do? And we haven't talked a whole lot about what you do.
What motivates
me? At this point, I'm looking at what keeps you going?
The chance at another day, I would say. Having the ability to fight another day and get through what you have to get through to get to the end of that day, that week, month, years even. So that would be probably the best.
I don't know about you, but every day and week and month and year, I'm turning around and saying, where did the time go? It's one of the reasons that I got excited about doing this when producer John suggested it, because I recognize that time just flies so fast.
Oh,
and
it does.
There are, it's like we have landmarks in where we're going, but we don't have a whole lot of time marks in where we're being. And so I wanted to recognize and acknowledge the conversations that we have, the relationships that we have, and that's kind of a segue onto my soapbox.
Right. Well, you're right. I mean, time has, you know,
it flies.
Flies by. I mean, 30 years ago was 1994, and I've got a 94 Camaro. That car's 30 years old. Where did the time go?
Where did the time go? I've got one more of my rote questions that I ask everybody that I want to ask you, and that's, how grown were you when you decided what you wanted to be when you grew up? If you've grown
when that
up,
day happens, I will let you know. I promise you'll be the second person to know. No, it's more of just like we said before, it's family and the opportunity to do better. It's a challenge, you know, especially nowadays with the way things are going in this country.
So you're not ruling out not being grown up and in your final career yet?
Not exactly, exactly. This too shall change. So that's the one thing you're going to have to get used to is change. One thing never changes, and it changes all the time.
Well, when I first met you, you were a car salesman.
Yeah.
So you were familiar with the whole dealership,
right?
The way all of that worked, and then that I think is probably different than it was so long ago because there've been so many changes in the way the market
absolutely.
Operates.
Yeah.
And even I on the outside can see that. And now you're in the repair business.
Yeah, same industry, but different aspect of it, which, you know, most of it was sales. I think over 20 years with a few groups here in Richmond area. And so the most part of it wasn't service side of it. But, you know, I always visited the service department and had an interest in cars and couldn't afford to get mine fixed. So I had to learn somehow or another. So.
Well, I want to go back to that later in this interview because I have a very specific question about building cars. But I'd like to get your... Okay, I'm just going to be blunt. I was going to try to stay away from politics. But in the last week or two, there's been another attempt by the Republicans in the General Assembly to dissolve the connection between our EPA standards and guidelines, where in 2021 the General Assembly connected it to California. And according to those guidelines, there's not going to be any new gas-powered cars sold in Virginia by 2035. Now, time flies. 2035 is right around the corner.
Right around the corner.
We don't think of it, but it is.
Yeah.
And so, what's your reaction to that? The fact that the Democrats keep killing that, that they are just adamant that we're going to have the EPA standards of California. I'm hearing crazy things coming out of California as far as, like, the truck drivers. They said, yeah, we can do it. We'll drive electric trucks. And then they couldn't get the charging stations. And so all of the goods that are being sold that are moved locally, it's having an impact. That's supply chain, right?
It impacts our business enormously. It's part of our business now. It's something you have to take into consideration when no longer can you expect things to go the way they should.
Are you still having a hard time getting parts? Because I know that was one of the things that everybody talked about during the pandemic, was not being able to get this and not being able to get that.
Right. Well, oddly enough, in our industry, I say our auto service industry, we didn't feel it when everyone else felt it, when you were in 2020 and 21. So I was kind of like, what are these people talking about? We're doing all right. It's delayed, that chain, like you said.
You mean from the manufacturing?
From manufacturing and people, companies, small businesses even, are, panicking. So they're buying all these parts up, making it where some parts are not accessible anymore. And then vendors, they figure out, hey, wait a minute, these guys are fighting over this thing. Let's raise the price. Even though it may cost them more nowadays as well to run the same way, but you have to produce a little bit more. And it's tough. It's prices are going up, and it's harder to get things. And but you just got to keep plugging at it.
Well, you walk on a fine line, because what do you do with that increase? You don't want to increase your prices to the point where nobody comes to you. So yeah, there's a fine line you have to walk there.
There is,
and timeliness too, because people don't like having to wait for stuff. Well, I mean, we don't like to wait for anything anyway.
No, we not America. No,
I'm good at waiting
instantly.
Yeah.
No, but that's going to be interrupted no matter what, and you're going to pay for it. It's just out of our hands, unless we get that back. And it's a shame, because we were heading the right direction not too long ago. I mean, without bringing politics up, we were all in a much better place. And I don't know why we get, the old saying, can't stand prosperity. I guess it's true, huh?
All right, so if we're going to talk about something that is joyful, we're going to talk about you building a car to race on
yes.
Southside. Because I'm just thrilled that Southside Racetrack is back.
I am too.
I almost cried when they closed.
It was like, why? And it was a lot of, politics in that as well, as far as what the county wanted in that area. And it's a sports park now, much of it. And they have basically backed off and allowed the public to make a choice on whether it should be there or not.
Uh-huh.
Now, They say it's going, but it's going to cost a lot of money, and so I don't know if it's going to make it
so
all the way through.
You're going to have to pay a little bit to put your car in after you've paid a little bit to build your car.
Yes, yes.
Are you going to have to pay for a driver?
No, absolutely not, because it's only it's one track, and anyone could get used to that one track.
Yeah, yeah.
But no, it's going to be fun.
You're going to be able to drive. Going just in one direction.
Yep,
taking
a left hand turn in a bowl. That's what it was, and
you can do that.
I'm looking forward to that very much so.
Good. I am going to want to put some links to your shop in our show notes, and this is going to be on YouTube, where it'll be up there for a while. So when you get your car finished, I want to post some pictures there in the comments.
Well, we'll keep, we're going to do like some videos and pictures of, the beginning stages of it. And,
cool.
It'll be fun.
Yeah. Well, this has been fun. Mm. I have really appreciated your willingness to sit down with me. And I was trying to think of whether I had any last minute questions about cars and fixing cars and all of that. And I just have to admit, it's not an area that is my strong suit.
Well,
I always know who I can come to get the information I need.
You certainly can. When I was younger, I only put what I had to keep the car going, gas in it, and I forced me to do oil changes. But yeah, we do more than just transmissions. We do everything. And maintenance, I would say maintenance is the number one, combative, if you will, to major failure. Is just change your fluids in it, and it'll make it last longer.
We've pulled in more than once and gotten hooked up to that little diagnostic
thing. Well, we'd love to do it. Love what we do.
Thank you so much.
Well, thank you, Tracy. Thank you for having me. I love this idea of back porch. Maybe we can do another one. I'm, not so bashful. But, no, I like this. This is great. Thanks for having us.
And thank you for joining us. And may all of your afternoons on your porch be pleasant as well. I'll see you later. Bye.
Small business owners do sometimes have to focus on putting one foot in front of another as they sort out the challenges that seem to never end. The ongoing responsibilities are the price that is paid for independence and being one's own boss. The victories are sweet and the tears are real. Generally, they do it for the love of the mission and hopefully make a living. Johnny is motivated by having another day of life. He is competing with himself that every day be better than the one before it. Along the way, small business owners care about the world around them. They have a part to play in the health of the local economy. You might measure that by how thriving the local commerce is and whether the taxes pay for the community's needs. It can be seen in the amount of traffic on the streets and how busy the shops are. People work to make that happen and also fuel the charities that are meeting the needs that exceed what our taxes are paying for. It's the people in the corner shops and service industry that hold things together, and it is hard. A paycheck brings a sense of accomplishment, but people notice when they can't afford to gas up their car and take a day trip. I want to add a note about the electric vehicle. Many facts are still not well known. Some things we haven't thought through, but we've gotten locked into it, whether we like it or not. EV have a different kind of drive in them. There is no pushing or pulling or rolling down the hill. If it isn't running, then it isn't moving. If you're using your AC or heat, then 40% of your fuel use in that moment is for that. So to save your charge, you'll be driving with your window down like in the old days. You're advised to get fuel before going below 20%, but they also say you should let your charge go completely down and then recharge. We've heard for years that rechargeable batteries last longer if you run them dry, then recharge. So how exactly are you going to do that? It's not like running out of gas, then taking a gas can to the Wawa. I hear that there are fines now in some places if you plug your car in at a public charging station and then leave it. One California driver posted on X in shock at being fined $1,400 for going someplace in the mall instead of staying with his car. I wish we'd been able to charge people that left their clothes in the dryer at the public laundromat. I get that. I also heard that the charging station you'd put in at your home could take up to 11 hours, generally, on average, to charge your car because of the pull. It's moderated. You still want power for stuff in your house. When you invite people over and they have to drive an hour to get to your house, be prepared to charge them up to make sure they don't get stuck at your house. Big family at Thanksgiving, be able to tell them where they can charge up for their return trip before they come. I'm not hating on EV. I think new tech is fascinating. But I'm a follow-the-money person, and I think this rush stinks. Let's uncouple our EPA from California and go at our own pace. Don't California my Virginia. On that note, peace out.
On the Porch RVA is produced and directed by John Hundley. Your host is Tracy Hundley. Join our community on Facebook and Instagram. Email us at tomatlh@outlook.com. Visit us at www.tomastudiosrva.com. Video of these episodes are on YouTube and Rumble. On the Porch is a 2024 Toma Studios production.